Good evening, Gary. Thank you for joining us after this 1-1 draw, pre-season friendly away to Walsall Wood. Conditions, fair to say, not great tonight. Definitely not conducive to playing good football. But what are the positives that you can take from tonight's game?
Yeah, obviously, you know, we knew coming to a lower league team like Walsall Wood would be a good test for us, especially as the conditions, as you've already mentioned, we knew wouldn't be the best, not what we're accustomed to. But sometimes you're going to come up against these kind of opposition, maybe cup games or something like that. So you've got to try and adapt to the conditions. And I thought we did that, you know, in the first half pretty well. We made several changes in the second half, took a bit of the momentum out of the game. But, you know, I basically tonight, you know, had another chance to view some more players again. And it's given me a lot of food for thought going forward, to be honest.
Would you have expected to see a little bit more of a difference in the quality, given that there's two leagues between the two sides?
Definitely at times. I thought the first 15 minutes, I thought Walsall Wood came out and they were very, very good in their shape, and they stuck to their plan and they gave us a little bit of a tactical battle. But then, you know, once we'd adapted to the way they were playing and we changed our shape, we then took control of the game, and I thought, you know, we could have gone in maybe a couple of goals up at half time. But take nothing away from them. They've come out tonight and they've put their all into the game, and I knew it would be a good game for us, a good test for us. And as you said, the conditions, especially the pitch and stuff like that, sometimes when you come to these kind of places, that it can be a leveler, you know, it brings you down to the level of the opposition as well. So, but like I said, take nothing away from them. Fair play to them tonight. They've come out and they've shown that they're capable of playing, and they'll do well in their own league. It was a good test for us as well.
Four games into pre-season now, Gary, of course, bumping along quite nicely. Two wins, a draw and a defeat. Mm-hmm. But what do you think that you feel that you've learned really from the squad so far?
If I'm openly honest, I've learnt the players that I believe I want to keep, and the ones that I'll probably have to have a conversation with, and that's what I'll take out of those four games going, you know, after tonight.
Well, absolutely. That's absolutely the reason that we have pre-season, isn't it? So you've learnt a lot already.
Yeah, definitely. You know, me, Tom and Andy have been speaking regularly, and we decided, you know, we'd go into another game tonight with some trialists. And again, some of our younger academy lads have turned out tonight. And we'd try and make sure as many of the regular first team players would get some minutes tonight. And we've done that. And we gave people an opportunity to stake a claim and show what they're capable of. And it's taken us up until this fourth game where I think we're now ready to go ahead and make the decisions that we need to make, Kev.
Looking ahead now to Saturday's trip away to Romulus, are we likely to see a different starting 11 or any other fresh faces for Saturday?
We're going to have some conversations, as I said, after tonight. And I do believe you'll probably see a smaller squad going into Saturday's game, with a few familiar faces that we all know. And there'll be probably one, maybe two, that I might have a look at again in that one game. But we'll definitely time to whittle the squad down and narrow it down to what we think is going to give us what we want for the season.
Gary, as always, thank you very much for your time this evening.
Cheers, you're welcome.